neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
And his followers. So the remedy that Shabbat Shalom offered was Boger. When morning comes, Ve'yoda Hashem Ed Asher Lo. So he suggested to him, let's wait till morning. Ve'yoda Hashem Ed Asher Lo. So now, as far as the matter that was going on, so obviously Moshe expected that by this suggestion, then Korach will realize he's committed a mistake. So formula in the desert, the way they received their portion of the man, it depended that what the status of holiness on that day they attained. For example, if on that day they came to Beit Knesset on time, they were one of the 10 people, and they didn't speak at the Chazara when Shaliach Tzibur is reviewing the Lachash, and they answered all the Kaddishim, Amen, and all the Baruch Hu Arshma Amenim. So in the morning, when they would come out, they would see man right by the door. But if they were playing with their cell phone at the time of the Chazara, so then they had to walk a little bit to gather the man. Or if Chas V'Shalom, they would not come to Beit Knesset, then they had to go oversee.
They have to go
to do business. Right. So now Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom is telling Korach, Boger, tomorrow morning, see where you find the man.
Yeah.
And then V'yoda Hashem, then he's gonna make you realize that what status you're at. You're doing the right thing or wrong thing. But we see he didn't accept the warning, because he was too hard-headed. But that's the story of the Korach and what went on with Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. But the depth of this statement has another beautiful lesson for us. And that is, it says, Boger, when morning comes, V'yoda Hashem. What does it mean? Now sometimes, when you look at people, then you don't see them too happy. You see people like that? So now, why? Because it's like sometimes you run into somebody you say, what happened? He didn't tell you nothing. But you see, he's not fresh, he's not happy, he's not smiling. So now here, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is teaching us a very, very important lesson. He says, people that usually they're very too
tense,
under pressure, they're not happy, because actually they're in darkness. Why? Because, let's say, the father tells the son, go to sleep. He goes to sleep?
No.
Chas V'Shalom. And he says, after Sheikh Yanu, then go to sleep. Right? So now, when he grows up, and he sees, you know, going to sleep early is good. Why? Because you rest, you become fresh in the morning. But he doesn't understand it at that moment.
Yeah.
So now here, Shabram Shalom is teaching us, in life, many times we wonder, say, what happened? Why is it like this? Why am I stuck in this matter? Why? Because I'm in a choshech.
Or you're in a bubble, somewhere else, your head is.
Yes, it's called darkness. Now here he says, Boker, when you come to the light, then you see, Ve'yodeh Hashem et Asher Lo. Then you see, that's why. When the morning comes, when the light comes, then you understand what is it all about. It's very interesting. Choshech, it's very, very, very similar to, like somebody that doesn't remember. How do you say?
Shachar.
So now, Choshech means darkness. So when you bring the Shin to the beginning, what do you get?
Shachar.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So that means when you go through darkness, then you forget. You panic. You forget so much miracles that Hashem has done for you. But when you go to darkness, Then you forget all about all the nisim veniflaot that Hashem has done for you. Why? Because in the Hoshech. So here, it says Boker. When the morning comes, then you see what was all about. So that means you should never forget that to place yourself in the state of darkness, it's a big, big danger. Very big danger. Why? Because you will commit an action that Chas v'Shalom is not going to be very safe. Why? Because when you panic, then you do things that you're not supposed to do. You forget. You forget all about that how Hashem is watching you, is protecting you. You know, good old days, they had these projectors for the movies, right? So you had the film, right?
Yeah.
So the film goes. What do you see on the screen? You see people, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So now when the film runs out, what do you see on the screen?
Light.
Really?
It's not white.
You see white?
Yeah, white.
What happened now?
You need to fix the next row.
I know, but what happened? All of a sudden, you will see people.
Looking,
The projector, the film, gone. It's fine. They ran out. So now, what do you see on the screen?
There's
no more object to holding the light.
Isn't that interesting? Here, that's what the pasuk exactly is teaching us. Boker ve'yoda Hashem. Why? Because when the film is going on, you see this character, right? They're playing, and you see action, and it's dark. But when the film runs out, what do you see on the screen?
White.
It's all white. There is no doubt anymore that whatever Hashem did, it was only for your own best. But because this film was going on, and you could not see the real light, then you cannot tell. And then you wonder, how come this is? How come that? Huh? What is happening? But when the film runs out, there's nothing else left. You only see the light. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is teaching us. It says, Boker, when comes morning, what's the morning? When you have a state of mind as clear as morning. Mm-hmm. Clear.
That's what we have also in Berakot HaShachar.
Yes, exactly. But this is a very, 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 very hard level that one will be able to attain. Why? Because you, at the time that you're under stress, under pressure, you want to run away from whatever that Hashem has designated for you. Why? Because as we explained, Choshech is exactly the same letter of Lishkoach, yes. You forget. Because why? Because you're in the darkness. And should not, Chas v'Shalom, you be placed in such a circumstances. Because any time that you wonder what the matter, you have to assure yourself, no, the film is going to run out. How long the film is going to just stop playing? It's going to run out. And then you see all light. You see so clear. You see the Yeshuot. You see the Geulah. You see all the Gezerot is going to be erase completely.
Amen.
And then you see Bezat Hashem, such a Nachat, such a Yeshua Bezat Hashem Mekarov, and make your Ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.